Thanks, Ethan. Case number 24-526. Have a seat, please. Morning, sir. Okay. All right, sir. Once again, please state your name, your agency you represent, and your witness.
Officer Roderick Dodan, DOGA, Bridgeport PD, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Stephanie Flores, City of Bridgeport Police Department, Permits Division.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Would you like to make a brief opening statement? Then please come to the
podium.
Upon conducting a federal background check on the appellant, hits were shown for a misdemeanor conviction of domestic violence, status showing that they're active, no expiration date given. Furthermore, the appellant had been denied due to suitability based on two incidents, one occurring in December of 2022 due to the fact the appellant had threatened to shoot his landlord. Furthermore, there was another incident back in 2019 where the landlord had reported threats made by the appellant.
I guess the question for us is there an active NICS hit right now?
Yes, there should be.
Well, is there or isn't there?
it should be. We ran our NICS hits earlier this week.
Well, you know, we asked the question because if there is a NICS hit, then we can't.
It's not an act disqualifier.
Yeah, it's just.
So, in December, you indicated, they said you're saying you re-ran them this week and it's still current?
Yes.
Okay. So, then for the record, there is an active NICS hit for the appellant?
Yes.
Okay, sir, you may remember at the beginning of my comments, I said if there are certain things on your record, we don't have the authority to grant an appeal. And an active NICS hit is one of those things that we can't grant you a permit appeal because it's a disqualifying factor under the law.
May I ask a question about that?
Sure.
But that means saying that I got something open out there? Is it
no.
records?
No.
What does that mean?
It means, if I understand them correctly, you have a criminal conviction for a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence, which is a disqualifier.
Okay.
And regardless if you say no or not, it is on the record.
I got a pardon recently. All the way through. So, and then honestly, when y'all sent me whoever sent the pack to me, sir, mm-hmm. they made a mistake. It's not me. It's a picture in here, and it's a case in here that's not me at all. If you don't mind, I'm going to go in here, and I can show y'all that paper.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And as long as that misdemeanor conviction of domestic violence stands as a hit, you will not be able to get pardoned. Because federal law and state law, if you have a domestic violence conviction, and it shows it here, then you cannot have a permit.
I've never even heard about that. That's what I'm saying. I'm confused about it.
The Special Licensing and Firearms Unit entered it in 2009. It's still there.
2009? I think the last time I got arrested was like 2008.
So it could be from that arrest.
That would be the arrest they're talking about.
Okay, so can I ask you a question? The person that they got here, could it be that they're mixing it up? Because this is me, and that's another person. Like, is that to do with his case? Because this is a mistake that they put somebody else in my case, in my package, and this is not me at all.
Okay. Whether it's a mistake or not, it's still on your record. It's got to be cleared off your record before we can do anything about granting you a permit. That's our problem. So you'd have to get that cleared, and the way you do that is you have to probably get an attorney to help you get back to the NICS records and say this is a mistake, it shouldn't be there.
So how do I get a pardon? How do I got a pardon? And this is coming up. I don't understand. I got an absolute pardon.
I understand that.
From what state?
From Connecticut.
Was it for that 08 case?
It was for everything. My record, I work for DMV now. I went from working for the city to DMVs. I wouldn't be able to get this job if I had that on my record.
You would need to contact the Special Licensing and Firearms Unit since they entered it, and they would have, you would have to talk to them about removing it, because as long as that stands, it's an immovable object for us. We can't go around it.
Okay, so what, all right, another question is this.
Sure.
The case you're saying, where did this case happen?
I don't know that, again.
I don't know either, that's what I'm saying.
The Special Licensing and Firearms Unit entered it, so that's where you need to start with them.
They're in Middletown.
State Police Headquarters?
I know where Middletown is. That's where you go get your fingerprints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go back to them, explain what's going on, and say you've got a mixed hit that's keeping you from getting your pistol permit. It's a mistake. It needs to be removed, and then they'll have to investigate it and see what the story is.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm confused. Don't take it. I'm confused.
Do you want to write it down so you know?
Yeah, is there any way I can get a pen or y'all can write it for me?
I'll write it down for you.
Yeah, you can do that for me. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you.
And just as a point, the letter to him on December, I guess it's 18th of 2023.
That's the same. Right.
The letter you sent to him doesn't mention a Knicks hit. So that, you know, sort of set him up to come in for failure today a little bit. So the Knicks hit should have been on the letter to him also.
I apologize. Recently I've been...
No, I understand. I'm just pointing that out because it's understandable he wouldn't know that there's a Knicks hit when it's not on here.
And it's also best, and this is more educational. If there is something like that, I can mix it. So, and maybe you did, but it's best to contact the appellant, say, this is what I have. If you have any, input in that, and find out, because there's a decent chance, even if it was valid, he could have got it removed and you wouldn't be here at all.
Exactly.
But you are here today and it's still valid. Well, at least it's still there.
But that's just what y'all saying right now to me. This is the first time I'm hearing about
the
Knicks hit. And like I said, this is a picture here. This is a mistake that they made.
Well, bring that with you when you go to the licensing unit.
I think maybe Bridgeport will be willing to help you out a little bit with that to get a result. Now, you have to keep in mind, he brought up the Knicks hit, but they also brought up the circumstances surrounding other cases that would be a suitability issue, whether they're pardoned or not. Mm-hmm. So you do have to navigate through that.
Picture on your application.
This is what they sent in the package that they sent to me. This is it. It is his picture's up here. That's not me. And this is me. I don't even know about this case. It's not me. I'm not the person. I mean, you can tell by the picture. I mean,
we have a copy. Yeah.
So that's right there. That's like.
Looking at the records, the Knicks hit does look like it is sort. It is confirmed that it's you or not a Knicks hit. The picture doesn't really come into play in this case.
There's no picture attached to it, so it matches your information is what they're trying to tell you.
I wanted to say something.
Regarding the pictures, we ask applicants to bring in pictures of themselves. I wasn't part of the team that helped process the application, so I'm not sure what is the discrepancy with the pictures, because those were the pictures provided at the time of application.
Well, okay, going back to why we're here today, okay, we can't grant you your permit, so if you try to proceed with the appeal today, we have to say no, it's denied, and that'll be on your record. It's up to you, but you can withdraw your appeal so there's no record of anything bad happening here today, and then you can go ahead.
I'm definitely going to do that because it's not like I said.
Okay. All right. So you withdraw your appeal?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll take some effort on your part, but you can probably get through it.
I might go right now, actually.
Okay.
It's confusing to me. I've been doing everything right. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry for the confusion.
So it might be helpful to get an attorney who's familiar with the whole process.
Yeah.
So am I allowed to get another appeal because I'm denied this appeal?
You withdraw your appeal?
Yeah.
Okay.
So once you get that Knicks off your record, you have to reapply to Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Okay. And include the copy of the pardon. Mm-hmm.
I did that.
Okay,
Do you still live in Bridgeport?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're done.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.